Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but when I look at you, nothing but American dream.
Welcome back, America, to Life Lessons Radio. I'm Rick Tocchini. Our very special guest today is artist Sue Dion. She is being debuted by Gracefully Yours greeting cards in December of this year, and she is their Lost Edges artist. Beautiful work that she does. Sue, welcome to Life Lessons.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself and where you're from originally.
Well, I grew up just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. I am the daughter of a third-generation wholesale florist. So I grew up working very hard among beautiful things, and I continue that today.
Well, your artwork has caught the eye of the team at Gracefully Yours, and Gracefully Yours happens to sponsor this show, so it's an honor to have you on. And why are you called the Lost Edges artist?
Well, Lost Edges are something that I try very hard to incorporate into my work. And when I refer to a lost edge, what I'm talking about is taking advantage of that place where the edge of a flower just fades off into a leaf. And a lot of times this will happen in artwork when values are of a similar place. So often artists will try to separate objects by color. They'll paint a red flower and they'll paint a green leaf. But if those two colors are the same value, when you stand 15 feet away from that painting, you lose the edge of that flower. You no longer see it. So what I try to do is I try to push that lost edge in my work. I feel that it adds a sense of mystery, and it makes the artwork more engaging for the viewer. It's more fun to look at.
Oh, indeed. Do you actually teach people how to become lost edge artists?
I do. When I teach that, I teach it a lot in my watercolor classes. And basically, I have my students, when they've completed a part of a flower, I'll have them just dampen their brush and just soften that edge back, and kind of pull some of the color they might have just picked up. And I call it paper macheing because it kind of reminds me of when we were kids and we used to take strips of newspaper and paper mache them onto balloons and things. And that's just kind of I'm always looking for words that will explain a theory in a concept that people can maybe understand.
Yeah, absolutely. I like the fact, Sue, that you have this abundance mentality and that you are willing to let go of the secrets of your own painting skills to others so they can sort of brighten their world.
I was very fortunate when I first became interested in watercolor painting, which is kind of an interesting story as well. I didn't begin painting until later in life. I was close to my 30s. And I began painting as a decorative artist or a toll painter. And I painted things on wood objects. And I took them to craft fairs and I sold them. And I loved painting. But at one point, I got it into my head that in order to be a quote-unquote real artist, I had to be able to paint something that I could put in a frame and hang on the wall. And about that time, I knew a woman. She was an acquaintance. And she very graciously invited me into her home. She had just started using watercolor. And she said, okay, this is watercolor paint and this is watercolor paper and these are watercolor brushes and this is what I do. And I signed up for a workshop. This is in the Midwest. And I studied with a woman whose name is Carlin Holman, who still paints today. She was a gracious, wonderful instructor who shared everything. This is what I do. This is how I do it. This is where I get my stuff. And that's how I teach. And I'm so grateful for that, that I was exposed to that so early on.
Yeah, and now hopefully your students will be like you and spread the wealth as well and make the world a better place. And I think that abundance mentality is so noteworthy. And so thank you for doing that. That just shows you
have a
big caring heart, Sue.
Well, I actually remember reading once that a teacher's job is to make themselves obsolete.
Oh, beautiful. I love that.
Yeah.
I want our listeners to know a little bit more about your caring heart as well when it comes to awakening our awareness to people that are marginalized. Tell us about that.
Well, I think that's part of where I'm trying to tie my work. I really want to bring attention to people, specifically human trafficking, but people who are being overpowered. And a lot of times it's women in personal relationships. And honestly, when I began painting, that gave me something that was only mine. No one else could take responsibility for that painting. And if it was a beautiful thing, it was a gift. It was truly a gift to me because it was mine. And when people would look at my work and say, "You have a gift," I would think to myself, "You have no idea." Because the gift of painting transported me and gave me validity. But for people with human trafficking, I think that it is so prevalent in our society, in our small towns, in our cities, and we don't see it. Whether we just don't choose to see it or whether we're just not, we don't know how to see it. So by incorporating these lost edges, I'm thinking of the people who are marginalized, the people who are on the edges. And I'm hoping to make that mental connection so that you start to look with a different way of seeing,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense.
It really does. You're giving a voice to the marginalized, and you're also saying, "Hey, America, wake up to what's really going on the streets." And I think that's powerful, and it puts so much more credence behind what you are accomplishing through your painting.
It's challenging. It's a big leap to make. And when I began recognizing that I wanted to speak in this way through my work, that I wanted to make my gift a gift to others in this way, you know, I started thinking about the images that I might create. And there's a lot of imagery where people are trapped and where there's fear and where it's scary. And I don't want to paint in that way. I don't want to make paintings that are unpleasant. Even though it's an unpleasant topic, I really want people to see through the beauty, but get that understanding. And so it's going to take a lot of conversations for people to kind of make that leap.
Yeah, it is, Sue. That's a sort of big issue that's going to take a long time, but you've named it and claimed it. And Graceful Years is going to help you push that, starting with today's show. Hey, one of our favorite topics on this program is to talk about moms. Tell us about your mom and how she remains a muse to you today.
Well, my mom regrettably passed about 5 years ago. And prior to her passing, she suffered from dementia. And it was very difficult to watch. But my mother had the most beautiful spirit, and her passing was a witness to her faith, because the more she lost physically, the more she gained spiritually and emotionally. And as devastating as it was to watch her go, she blossomed. It was just absolutely amazing. She may not have known who I was as I sat beside her bed those last few months, but we sat and sang hymns together, and she knew every word.
Oh, my.
And, you know, so her spirit is just beautiful. And that's what I have with me in my studio. I have a photograph of a portrait that was done of her at a carnival. She was 21 years old at the time, the mother of three. I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't expecting her fourth. She wound up having seven children. And she was a writer. She wrote poetry. And she went through some very, very difficult times in her life, but she found that.
Hey, Sue, if you have any of her poetry in your midst, you should open that up and share that to the public as well, because I think your story is your mom's story as well. So I encourage you to do that and to share her spirit and let her spirit soar amongst us.
Well, I am brokenhearted to tell you that I don't. Unfortunately, I know that my sister has most of her books. You know, it's an interesting story. They owned a property in Nashua, New Hampshire, and before her passing, they were able to sell that property. And in the process of clearing it out, my brother and we were all in and out many, many times because they were demolishing the building and using it as parking for a senior center next door. And the day that the demolishing truck was there, whatever they call that, with the big ball and chain, my brother said, could I just run through one more time? And they said, okay, make it quick. And for whatever reason, when he went into my parents' master bedroom closet, he happened to look up. And there was a ledge above there that went back into the ceiling for whatever reason. And there were books up on that ledge. One of them was the photo album of my wedding. So actually still have them. And I will have to take a look through them and maybe use a few as inspiration for some paintings.
Absolutely. Hey, Sue, it has been an honor to have you on the show today. Tell our listeners where they can find out more about your artwork and even possibly become one of your students.
I have a website. It's called suedionart.com. It's suedionart.com. And I typically list my classes there. I do teach at the Worcester Art Museum in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm a member of their faculty. And then I teach, I have a studio in Worcester, and I also have a studio in Uxbridge where I teach as well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, you bet. And Sue's greeting cards from Graceful Years will be coming out this December, and they will be promoted on gracefully-years.com, and hopefully you'll be able to find them at your local independent bookstores and on Amazon and hopefully Christian book distributors. They're out of Massachusetts as well. So look forward to that. And Sue, I'll let you have the final word here to encourage young artists out there to pursue their passion.
Well, I can only say that if you want to do something, you just need to do it. And you may not achieve the results that you're hoping for initially, but every time you pick up a brush and every time you paint or draw, you are learning, you're processing information, and you're getting better, even if you don't initially see it. Just keep working.
Excellent. Thank you for that great advice. Sue, thanks for being on the show today. Thank you for awakening our awareness to people that are marginalized, and thank you for your unbelievable creativity as an artist.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Sue.
Thank you. You as well.
You bet. That was artist Sue Dion. We appreciate her being on. She is Graceful Years' newest artist, Lost Edges artist. You can find out more by going to suedionart.com. That's S-U-E-D-I-O-N. ART.com, and look for her greeting cards coming up on Gracefully Yours. You can go to gracefully-yours.com to find out more information later on this year, 2017, as Sue Dion's artwork is launched into greeting cards. Hey, thanks for joining us on the show. As we always say here, keep talking, but listen more intently. Have a great day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.